But yeah, let's move on. So the Gree found themselves to be much more advanced than most other races in the era. Few of these species actually encountered and even entered into the industrial age. So they're way ahead of their time. The Gree traded with these worlds and even ruled some of them. However, they formed a policy of never giving technology to a developing civilization unless they are theoretically capable of developing it themselves. At some unknown point in the distant past, the ancestors of the Gree launched an automated exploration vessel known as the Gray Secant and left the boundaries of the enclave for its mission to study the entire galaxy. In the Outer Rim, the Gree civilization flourished from 100,000 BBY when they reached their apex during the same era of the Kalmai. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Legends Lovers podcast. You guys are listening to the episode for June 26th. So this is a quick facts episode. I recently released a Squadrons episode on Tuesday. I would go check it out. I really enjoyed doing that. I'm really enjoying the whole podcast thing. And I'm doing quick facts on the Gree this week. But first, I want to get into just some stuff about the podcast. Remember, you guys can go to my website at any time and go to anchor.fm/legendslovers, and it gives you access to everything. It gives you access to all the different platforms we're on, like Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Overcast, iTunes, Google Podcast. It does not give you access to Listen Notes. I know I am now on Listen Notes, but I don't know how to get on the website, so I'm working on that. Also, it gives you access to my email and to the YouTube channel, which I have been uploading a couple videos. Not really religious with that, like I am the podcast. I'm trying to get super specific on this, and the YouTube channel is just kind of like a side thing to help get connected with you guys, so you guys can maybe comment on the videos, and I can then work with that and contact you through that way. You can also contact me by voice messaging. The link is in the description below, or it's on my website. You can also email me at legendslovers@protonmail.com. I know I've gotten multiple emails and planning on using, I got a suggestion to do a video or episode, and then also a Force Unleashed Galen Merrick episode. So some great ideas coming through there, and that's the whole point of the email and the calling. But this episode, quick facts, I want to talk about the Gree. So I'm kind of into the EU right now, or the Legends. So that's kind of where I'm headed. But before we get into it, I do want to mention that I am starting another podcast that's nothing to do with Star Wars at all. So more of that is coming soon. I have technically started it on Anchor, but I have not been able to upload it onto other platforms yet. So it's not really anything. Basically, it's nowhere out there. Only done a trailer and a short episode. Nothing like what you're hearing now, or you might hear later. But just for you guys, so you guys know, I did talk about it on the last YouTube video I made. Go check it out. I already have 2 subscribers, so that's nice. Neither of them are me. So anyways, let's move into the episode. So I really want to talk about the Gree, and I've kind of been focusing on this kind of stuff recently, and it's actually been really fun because there's a lot we can talk about. So here's a quick rundown of the Gree. The Gree were a species of tentacled gray cephalopods from the planet Gree. Each Gree had 6 tentacles and an oversized head in comparison to baseline. The near human body proportions and stood between 0.8 and 1.2 meters tall. Gree involved a type 2 atmosphere and generally covered their lower faces with odd spongy devices, presumably breathing masks, and type 1 atmospheres. So they're a little bit taller than normal humans. I mean, 1.2 meters tall is a little, short, sorry. If you were 2 meters tall, you'd be tall. But anyways, kind of want to move into their history and just talk about that. I don't really want to focus on their body. I will probably end up having an image for the image for the episode, the logo image. Will probably be an image of a Gree. It probably won't be the image of my podcast, but some platforms don't show the image for the specific episode. They show just the logo of the podcast. I know iTunes does that. But anyways, so let's move on. So right here, it says history. So, here's a quote for you. I know you're familiar with the ancient Rakata Infinite Empire. These people predate them by eons. Colonel Jaddick. So I don't know exactly what that's from. I think that's from the Old Republic. It's a video game. So that quote is from there. So pretty neat. I enjoy using quotes like that to tie everything together. But yeah, let's move on. So this is kind of more of their ancient days. They were a really advanced species, and actually one of the oldest civilizations as well. It says right here that it's the most ancient in the galaxy. Much of their own history was shrouded to the Gree themselves, with their secrets of their origins being lost. Most scholars believe that the Gree developed on their own homeworld of Gree hundreds of thousands of years before the Galactic Republic. Following a long period of evolution, it was thought that they had developed some form of hyperspace technology, whereupon they moved to explore the stars. Their initial expansion in ancient times was achieved through their remarkable technology that included sophisticated navigational computers. This ancient era when their civilization flourished was known to the Gree historians as the most ancient and forgotten days. So yeah, this is actually pretty interesting. I know in a book that I'm probably going to finish by the time this podcast is out, they actually have Gree technology and stuff, and it's pretty cool. So now after the Colmai, they were noted to have constructed strange alien marvels that were never duplicated in later years. Whilst a powerful race, the Gree Empire faced opposition to their reign in the form of the reptilian Kwa. So the Kwa are mentioned in the Atlas, the Star Wars Essential Atlas that I have, that book that I always recommend. And so I think I'm probably going to end doing an episode on them too. But to move on, by 100,000 BBY, they shared the galaxy with a number of other races, including the Celestials, Kwa, Sharu, Colmai, Tog, and humans. During these times, the Gree, along with both the Kwa and the Kilix, became servants of the Celestials. This era saw them aid in the building of astonishing technological projects. Around 35,000 BBY, one of the Celestial servant races, the Rakata, revolted against their rule and usurped their domain. Afterwards, the Rakata were known to have waged a war against the other Celestial servant races, including the Gree. This saw the Gree encounter the aggressive and militarily superior might of the Infinite Empire. This period also saw the Gree come into conflict with the advanced Kwa holdings, a conflict which stretched for a millennia to 25,000 BBY. Eventually, both sides were pushed back to their borders by the aggressive expansions of the military actions of the Infinite Empire. Sometime during their history, the Gree engaged in a war with a large Surin species. The war lasted for several centuries, causing such strife and chaos that Abeloth, the bringer of chaos, escaped from her prison in the histories of the Kilik Threat Hive. A panel depicted a group of Gree sacrificing several members of a large Surin species to Abeloth on her planet. So that's very dark. So yeah, moving on. They are actually present in the Old Republic. They're still, supposedly, still around. They're like, just, apparently they've digressed from their original state. So here's another quote. Victory over the Empire will depend on our alliance with the Gree and whatever technology they are willing to share. Supreme Chancellor Suresh. So I believe yeah, she was that chancellor was the chancellor of the Old Republic, so like Revan and things like that against the Sith Empire. So before the rise of the Old Republic, the Enclave closed the borders of Astion from the rest of the galaxy when the Gree entered into a cultural retreat that they called the Orange Conic Era. By the time the Jedi Order formed on Tython, the species had long departed the known galaxy. All knowledge of their existence was so far back in history that it had become near legend or myths. During this era, there was much interest among Tithons in the ancient race who researched them and their legacy. A number of theories that held that the old city was a settlement inhabited or created by the Gree. By the age of the Old Republic, the Gree were noted for being one of the oldest species in the galaxies and known for both their bizarre as well as wonderful technology. Their glory days of their civilization having ended thousands of years before the rise of the Republic, much of their history was forgotten and their greatest achievements were lost to their people. The majority of Gree lived in seclusion within their territory in the Gree Enclave, a mid-sized region of space that was carefully isolated from outside contact. While isolationist, the Gree were still well known for their reputation as engineers and art of unmatched skill. One instance of limited contact between the Gree and the galaxy outside occurred shortly after the end of the Great Sith War, when several hundred A-series assassin droids designed by Annex scientist Pollux Poi and upgraded by Rakatan technology left Kashyyyk for Gree space. So there were a Gree clan employed there, a Gree clan employed them as assassins. These droids remained in Gree space for thousands of years. So I'm not sure how that relates to the Gree, but in the final years of the Galactic Republic, the Gree were still best known as a species that had built a civilization that predated the Republic. As a result, the worlds of the Gree were noted for being crazy like treasure troves that contained artifacts of the exotic and advanced technology. These relics were guarded by a Gree culture, which had degenerated to a point where they were no longer able to use much of their own technology. During the rise of the Empire era, the glory days of the Gree were long over and their history and technological secrets mostly lost. During the Separatist crisis, Count Dooku, formerly of the Jedi Order, was cited within the Gree Enclave, where the Senate Bureau of Intelligence had reports of a man matching his description being on board the mobile Rokak Baran station. There were also claims of him utilizing a vessel with a particle wake unlike any encounter before, that led to Director Armid Izzard commenting that the contact was being made with the Gree crafters to inquire if they knew anything about the technology employed. At this point in their history, the Gree were still able to operate and build some unique items. Count Dooku's personal Geonosian solar sailor was fitted with an ancient mysterious sail of Gree manufacture. So that's a lot of their technology. It doesn't mention the Gree hypergates, which is pretty interesting. So we'll talk about that. I think that would be very interesting to talk about while we were on this. So real quick, here's an overview of hypergates as a whole. They were mainly developed by the Gree, but they also were developed by other species like the Kwa. Here's another quote. As I understand it, a hypergate links two points in space instantaneously through a rift in hyperspace. Colonel Jaddick. So hypergates were a form of faster-than-light transportation used by the ancient Greek civilization. So I'm going to, real quick, I think we have a little bit more time left, but I want to talk about this. So here's an overview of it. A network of devices that created hyperspace wormholes. Hypergates used an unknown technology to circumvent mass shadows, allowing near-instant travel through space into other hypergates. Hypergates had a variety of sizes and functionality, with such shapes typically being freestanding accessways, gateways, or archways. Those that activated the technology and stepped through the threshold were instantly transported through hyperspace to a corresponding hypergate terminus. Corresponding hypergate terminus at another location. Such locations tended to vary, as a receiving hypergate was capable of being located on the planet of origin or another world entirely, with rumors of this latter fleet known of variant gates that were capable of sending entire starships across the galaxy. They were considered significant development of Greek technology. Amongst the Greek, hypergates were venerated by their culture as sacred relics of technological works of art. Their civilization had long claimed that the only elite gate masters of their operator caste were capable of activating a hypergate, though this may have been a cultural bias. They became a lost technology that the Greek refused to duplicate. One variant of these devices was the Greek Grand Hypergate. So that's pretty neat. I think the hypergates, the history isn't that long, but we're kind of running out of time. And so I really have enjoyed doing this with this podcasting and the quick facts. Let me know if you guys have been enjoying it. But I want, remember, you guys can always feel free to contact me. The email will be in the link in the description below. The call, the message link will be in the description below. And then you can go to my website, anchor.fm/legendslovers, and you can get everything else you need there. But guys, I have, please, if you can, if your platform allows you to leave a review, got one rule for you, please make it good. Please, please, please. I know iTunes allows you to. If you would like to comment on my videos, please, if that's a way you can, YouTube videos, you can comment on those. If that's a way easier for you to connect with me, that would be awesome. But anyways, remember, the Force will be with you always.